Welcome to a muzzled chat. Am I saying that clear enough? I swear, sometimes I'll hand a card to someone I meet. Am I just blurting it out? Yeah, check out a muzzled chat. I'm like, what? Unmuzzled chat. Unmuzzled. Unmuzzled. Oh, let's have fun today. The choice is ours, right? Cave to the serious pressures in the state of the world affairs around us, or just make light, keep things realistic as to what we can, in fact, do and hold ourselves accountable to do our part. I hope to assist lighting that fire to just that. Now, I'm just filled with gratitude today. And I ought to do better at tapping into that each and every day, because that's a great blessing. Man, if we all could walk just being thankful. I don't know, just more than brightens our day. I mean, I don't know, brings enjoyment into this existence amongst the craziest of trials. So we got big affiliations coming up, other calls to action, and I can't wait. Maybe we'll name drop. We'll name drop right now. But once we have the proper links and everything, we'll be adding them. But one of them just had an amazing chat with Patriot Mobile. And man, I couldn't be more excited to just share everything we went over there. And what an amazing call to action. So guys, stay tuned. We'll be sharing more information on that here really soon. But I want to give some more gratitude towards all the other affiliated accounts we've been able to set up thus far. It's just great blessing to all the listeners with the discounts, great products. It's just all the things we need to be engaging in creating this alternate economy, so we can all more so live in a land of abundance, supporting one another, than this famine mentality of caving to all the pressures. Because, I mean, man, financially speaking, I know we're all feeling that pressure. But the more we can get on board, support one another, the more we can ease all of that. That being said, Black Eagle Apparel. So, shout out to Alex at Black Eagle Apparel. He actually sent us an additional hat on a recent order we put through them. And we would like to do another hat giveaway as a thank you to all our loyal listeners. Thank you so much. I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you, for the feedback, for the loyalty, for the following, and the support on all the different platforms. Some of you have just been amazing and pretty much found us on all of them. Thank you. But yeah, really cool. I venture to say that's like olive green with a tan. Cool Black Eagle Apparel emblem logo right there on the hat. It's essentially like a Richardson, but it's actually the classics. So Really, really nice hat. Anyway, you guys know the drill. We'll be giving this away here in like by the end of next week. Why don't we just set that up right now? So by the 26th, we will at random in an episode give a keyword to win this very hat as a thank you. So the first one to respond to the keyword in Rumble exclusively, first one to drop that keyword in the comments wins the hat. Just be sure to pay attention. We will congratulate the winner, and then you can email us, you know, the specifics, and we'll get it sent out to you. All right. Just want to dive into some things. I mean, are we starting to see everything? Like, our eyes starting to open up? Like, once again, I know a lot of this can be redundant, but just trying to create a whole bag of seeds that we could have. I really hope that some of these episodes will really resonate in a special way, more so than the next, that, I don't know, maybe we'll have one that will really break through, connect enough of the dots, or have that type of impact where folks will kind of keep that seed in their pocket to share, to open eyes and spread awareness. Because gosh dang, the New World Order or evil is fighting so hard to just gaslight and lie to the masses, and just trying to help break out of that box. It's so healthy to question things and just start doing research. And frankly, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to learn. Pretty sure I'll make this the image of this episode, but a very powerful imagery here with the mega horns. In North Korea, people are forced to listen to propaganda. But in America, they listen willingly. And here you got ABC, CNN, Fox News. I mean, the list goes on and on, you name it. And that's a big problem. It's like, I've even noticed with a lot of the old timers, a gentleman I just ran into at archery range the other day, he's just like, I know they're lying to me, but I just can't break the habit. I just need my newspaper time. At least he's aware to an extent. But why tune in and listen willingly to this war machine that is intentionally causing effectively all these issues and misleading and misguiding and distracting, right? Now let's just expose some things. This right here, all the executive orders that have been put into place that infringe essentially on, like, let me ask you a question. Do you think you're free in this country? Do you think you're free? I think the freedoms we have at this point is what they're willing to allow, what they're allowing us to get away with to an extent, but really have their way. No. And lots to say there, but let's play this and you can kind of readdress that very question.
Do you like to see all the executive orders that have been put into place to take over our nation, to have complete control over us, to take away our rights, round us up, and put us where they want us? Here we go. Echo. Executive Order 10990. allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of all highways and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and total control over highways, seaports, and waterways. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports and aircraft, including commercial aircraft.
Wow.
Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for population. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crisis. Executive Order 11310 grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plan set out in executive orders, to institute industrial support, to establish judicial and legislative liaison to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. Executive Order 11049 assigns emergency preparedness function to federal department and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over a 15-year period. Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution, energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in U.S. financial institution in any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. The federal emergency...
Are you guys aware that our current administration is... literally taking us a trillion every 100 days, another $1 trillion in debt. Every 100 days, they're intentionally sinking this ship or taking down this country, and we are suffering, and they're intentionally doing it, folks. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we're able to do this right here. What a beautiful moment. Fully have it their way. They wouldn't allow this. And it's wild. The list of people that have been suicided and disappeared and forever silenced that I've been keeping track and adding to is growing and growing and growing. One of whom we'll actually even touch on in this episode. But, not to fear mortal, like that's the blessing of God. Not being so small-minded to where it's all about this mortal existence. Like, there's more to it than this. And if people are really honest with themselves and tap into, like, that spiritual side of things, like, it's easily felt, seen to an extent, acknowledged. And with that, with this information, with this opportunity, so like the floodgates have opened, and I believe we haven't seen anything yet. I believe and ways, generally speaking, in ways we're a bit of ahead of the game, but it's not like or certain platforms and certain patriots. Not that it's a race. It's just to get it out there. It's kind of like the importance of bringing awareness to Lyme disease. So we can improve this state of, you know, so many that are suffering from it. Like to live, you know what? That'll be a spoiler alert to the daily scripture. To live graciously, to live, I mean, that. And ending the suffering like that. There's great blessing and meaning. And just, I'm going on a tangent here, but I'm just excited, and I hope to stem that within individuals, that anyone that were to, you know, give this platform a fair shake, to help instill that in everyone, that excitement, not the doom and gloom. I mean, think about it. Aren't we the people? Aren't we the body? Like, we. Let's uproot all the secrecy. No more. It's only been locked behind doors because we have sat by and allowed it. But it is clear as day that all these agencies, all these individuals now are using our funding, our money, our hard work against us in all these nefarious ways, not just mind and, I mean, there's, we've gone over a lot of the war tactics and undoubtedly are uncovering that we are a war generation, and fifth generation warfare is alive and rampant all around us. Like, let's seize the day together.
The management agency has broad powers in every aspect of the nation. General Frank Salzito, chief of FEMA's Civil Security Division, stated in a 1983 conference that he saw FEMA's role as a new frontier in the protection of individual and governmental leaders from assassination and of civil and military installations from sabotage and or attack, as well as prevention of dissident groups from gaining access to U.S. opinion or a global audience in times of crisis. FEMA's powers were consolidated by President Carter to incorporate the National Security Act 1947, that allows for strategic relocation of industries, services, government, and other essential economic activities, and to rationalize the requirements for manpower, resources, and production facilities. The 1950 Defense Production Act gives the president sweeping powers over all aspects of the economy. The Act of August 29, 1916 authorizes the security of the Army in time of war to take possession of any transportation system from transporting troops, material, or any other purpose related to the emergency. The International Emergency Economic Powers Act enables the president to seize the property of a foreign country or national. These powers were transferred to FEMA in a sweeping consolidation in 1979.
Mom. Well, let's continue to uncover some things regarding that shot. This is pretty powerful here. Let's get into dive into some of these facts.
The 248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. Mm-hmm. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMED talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel, and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same same structures that the fifth column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Patula.
My team developed nanorobots that carry antennas. These antennas are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enabled the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these versions of nanobots can actually be activated with the press of a button on a joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein, the duplexes are held sufficiently strong to maintain the entire structure closed. But when the key is present, that piece of DNA that we designed to recognize that key switches to bind to the key, and the duplex zips open.
The work of Todd Callender's team at VaxChoice.com have concluded that these shots contain a variety of synthetic pathogens that can be released with external 5G frequencies. The Moderna patent describes these nanoparticle mimics, which mimic the delivery of a variety of pathogens, and lists over 100 of them within the patent.
Jiminy crickets,
and according
folks.
To the work at VaxChoice, these synthetic pathogens each have an IP address. They are cataloged by the Department of Energy, and they use cesium-137, which we have been contaminated with from the environment, as a building block for their construction within our bodies using external frequency. And their research shows that the Microsoft patent filed in 2020, 060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data.
A patent 666.
Is now in effect, and that this technology is turning the human body into an antenna, which can output energy, meaning that humans are being turned into batteries to fuel the digital AI prison that is being built around us. And if you choose not to comply, the technology includes a built-in kill switch. Thanks to many independent researchers and scientists, we are figuring out their agenda, but they continue to walk freely among us, unrestrained by any justice whatsoever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We starting to see eyes being opened. It's the devil's handiwork, clearly putting his signature on it. The satanic globalist agenda. I mean, let's just continue on.
We're transhumanists. Transvestites. They're transitioning from one thing to another. We're transhumanist.
They're transitioning the human race to another species. Okay. And it won't be long. It'll be in the 2020s. Doc, if you survive to 2030 without any of these genetic therapies injected into you, these biological operating systems, if you can survive to the 2030s and not become a human antenna, it's not just going to be one thing. It's going to be multiple things that they're going to try to get into our bodies.
I mean, it's no joke. Folks that have died from this shot, their bodies have emitted, like, Bluetooth signals. You can see the videos and the evidence for yourself. They're out there.
Right. If you can survive to the 2030s as a pure human being, you're going to be in a small minority of resistors. Of course, they'll call you terrorists, insurrectionists, enemies, infidels, but you will be the remaining purebloods. You'll be the remaining human purebloods on the planet. Satan is eliminating.
I mean, it's debatable. Like, you don't necessarily, they want to rule out having to actually get a needle in your arm. That's why they're putting it into foods. They're even making it transmissible. Like the spike protein aspect to it, it's almost evenly distributed now, it seems, between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. This is where we need to really, sorry, my brain just went like, why are you using the word vaccine? Well, to me, the word vaccine isn't, there's no, it's all bad. It's like, just clear the slate. If there's ever a, okay, if any, at any point people are mass dying or something and they come out with something claiming vaccine and it seems to be helping, then I'll look into it. But as far as now, like where I wasn't against that stuff. Like, there's just so much toxin and bad things. Like, it's just, anyway, that's totally beside the point. More effectively defined as a bioweapon, not a vaccine, but let's continue.
God's creation. Twice. That's why the time until Jesus Christ comes back, I believe it's very short. Nothing like this has ever happened, Doc. Nothing. It's never happened like this on this scale. We don't know what kind of technology that they had before the Great Flood. But the Bible says that Noah was pure in his generation.
Yes.
Does that mean he and his family were the last purebloods left on the planet?
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So.
But the Nephilim were here. And the Nephilim are still here. And they're busy. And they're directing these scientists and engineers. And they are now transitioning the human race into another species, which is being merged with technology. Synthetic biology. Study that. Just go online and study synthetic biology. It will shock you to find out what advances in synthetic biology they've already
made. There's so many synthetic things being used with our food and bioengineering as it is now. Oh. I think for me, that's where the gratitude is just becoming overwhelming in a good way. It's because I've been having these personal breakthroughs. So I could even attribute gratitude for the Lyme disease because it's turned me on to making the personal sacrifices to seeing all fast food. Like, I mean, there may be certain selective ones that are sourcing well and providing more so things that have a right, healthy balance of nutrition and minimizing toxin and toxicities. But the bulk of it all, even a lot of the things in our health, like grocers, natural grocery stores are bad. Just if we can sound the alarm effectively enough on that, that's where I feel we can now build up the resilience to care and do what we become that body and I don't know, fulfill our purpose, maybe have some wins here or not. I mean, we'll win at the point we fulfill our purpose, whether our lives are abruptly or cut short or not, right? And it sounds dark. It sounds heavy when all you value is your mortality. But it totally shifts when you value the spiritual side of things more than your mortality. Gosh, I'm even new with these perspectives and faith and beliefs. I feel baby new. It's interesting. The more you even compound on that, it seems like you become more and more meek and more baby new. I don't know. It's crazy.
One of the other interesting aspects of this particular article, though, is how 6G is going to operate in a whole new environment. It's not going to be operating like 5G is now, basically radio waves and wires. Mm-hmm. It's going to operate in light.
Roof.
It's going to transmit through light. Lucifer, he's an angel of light. And so, and so we're talking 6G. I just think it's interesting that, even our own studio here, LED lights, they're pervasive. Every light you own nowadays is an LED light. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that it turned on and off a million times a second. But they can now use light to transfer information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And so that's one of the words that we've come across at these tech conferences is the word ubiquitous. In other words, it's everywhere you look. What's more ubiquitous than light?
Hmm. Satan wants to be able to say he is the light of the world.
Wow.
Talk us what it comes down to.
Right.
He duplicates through technology, everything that God is through his being. And Satan wants to be able to say that Satan, is the light of the world.
Wow. Yes.
That's where he's moving. So we'll watch this advancement in technology. God could set it back. He could mess up their technology, mess up their plans. We don't know. But if we continue on the path that we're on,
Free agency.
There's not going to be a lot of pure blood humans left on the planet in the 2030s.
Wow. Fascinating. It's more than fascinating. It's really important to dive into. Well, it's on the hell side of things. I mean, we gotta treat these mortal bodies like a temple in order to fulfill our purpose and just even show up for our loved ones and protect and serve. But it's wild that things are so clear. How evil has infiltrated everything. I mean, this here is titled Cloud Seeding Disaster Exposed Killing Dozens. But we'll dive more into that later. This opening piece, that was important.
Welcome everyone to Redacted on this Wednesday. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And on this show, we try to question everything and cover the stories the mainstream media largely ignores. Tonight, we've got a jam-packed show for you. Kyle Serafin, former FBI whistleblower, is going to be joining us tonight to talk about the disaster that is unfolding right now in Congress over FISA. Edward Snowden tweeting, FISA. You know, all afternoon, he's been wickedly busy. He's like, I hope people please wake up. The NSA, yes. The intelligence community is going to have full control, basically, of the internet in the United States, and it will give them unbelievable powers to spy on Americans. So we're going to dive deeply into that tonight.
Plus, remember when we cared about Ukrainians? I guess we don't...
To spy without us really even being aware, except for things like this. We got to understand that FISA should have been shut down. Now, from my chimp understanding, it's essentially just bypassing legal, like traditional warrants to be able to spy on us unknowingly, which would bring it into like public knowledge. But with FISA, it's totally the back door, essentially what they did to Trump in the last selection, undoubtedly what they're doing now. But there was hundreds of thousands of Americans that were spied on. Privacy, and then that gives a means of censoring and locking up and just full tyrannical control. And we got to expose that. We got to be loud. We got to be able to support each other. Please support us. We need more involvement to protect being able to continue the path we're even on. Fact.
Anymore, because we're allowing them to be drafted in the most draconian ways. Zelensky has signed into law new draft rules in Ukraine, and it has people all over the world. Those, you remember those refugees we said we love so much? I guess we don't stand for them anymore. Well, we still do, and we're going to tell you what's happening to them.
We're also going to talk about Canada, which is rolling out right now their budget plans, which will add tens of billions of dollars in debt to Canadians.
Things
at the same
so
time, calling upon
down.
Canadians to send more money to Ukraine. So this is not just in the United States, of course, it's in Canada as well. So we'll get to all of that. Plus, we're going to talk some NPR fail today on the show. But good to see everyone. Let us know where you're joining us from.
Wow. Okay, if you want to watch these in their entirety, just know I'll paste all the links into the episode comments. But it's full tyranny. Like right here, Donald J. Trump has been ripped out of the campaign trail. This is election fraud. It's crazy.
Donald J. Trump has been ripped out of the campaign trail and thrust into New York City, where he has to stay for 2 months.
I didn't mean
because
to be
Donald Trump
repetitive.
Is facing trial right now. The first criminal trial for former President Donald Trump began yesterday. This will likely be just the first of many leading up to the 2024 presidential elections. And the judge yesterday laid out the limits on what evidence can be shown. They made the first steps in choosing their jury, and they said that Donald Trump will need to appear every single day in court or he will be arrested. Trump argues these charges are just a form of election interference.
Yes. They want me to go on trial. It's totally crooked. It's
election
totally corrupt. It's never been done before. In a completely illegitimate act of election interference.
These are politicized attacks meant to stop him from...
I guess that was more correct than my statement of election fraud. Election interference, like 100%.
From campaigning, when again, he's the leading candidate for the Republican Party, and he can't campaign for 2 months because he has to stand trial in New York on a charge that was a misdemeanor.
Yeah, evil doesn't fight fair. It's crazy. And then this crazy establishment. Biden can't blame anyone but himself for the border crisis and everything they're intentionally doing. But of course, they're just sociopathic liars that are projecting everything that they themselves are doing. It's just insanity.
The only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump.
We rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
The only reason the border is not
secure. It's just proof. Biden can't blame. I mean, let's just be real. That freaking clown, like, it's just proof that there's this new world order and how they've infiltrated. Like, he's not and senile. Like, he doesn't even know when he needs to change his diaper. Let's be real. He's a shell. Why do they want him in? Well, because he's just a front, man. That's it. Golly, what's happening here is nuts.
From the New York Post, over 1,000 African migrants swarm New York City's City Hall over supposedly falsely promised green cards. I wonder if they have images here. Yeah, they do. Ashley St. Clair posted this on Twitter. You can see it here. 1,300, 250 of them got into City Hall. They were, according to this article, promised green cards and work permits. I look at this, and these are criminal aliens. The reason we know that most of them, not all, but most of them are likely criminal aliens is that they were seeking green cards, so they are not here legally.
Right.
Perhaps some of them may be on tourist visas, I don't know. I think the average American starts to look at this stuff, and you have to realize, well, I shouldn't say it this way because I hope Donald Trump wins, and I hope it's not the case, but I think many people may start to believe there is no government. The border's wide open. National Guard was attacked, and they still allowed these people into the country. The federal government is trying with all of their might to bring in criminal aliens in defiance of the law, state law and federal law.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of government? Of, for, and by the people? We have a constitution. The federal government is supposed to serve the people. It is supposed to be comprised of the people to protect us, to help us maintain order, but it's supposed to be fairly weak. State government should be doing the same thing. What do we have now? The federal government is doing everything in its power to destroy the fabric of this country and the lives of its constituents, the lives of the people who are supposedly making the government up.
Right.
They allowed how many millions in the past few years? Was it like,
they're saying seven, but it's probably higher.
Those are the ones that were
20 plus
7 to 10, but it's
7 to 10 million non-citizens.
That's what I'm also hearing.
And the thing that I think too that's crazy about this is, Tim, is because, you know, my family founded a Fortune 500 home building company, and everybody always asks me how are housing companies and how are all these houses so expensive.
Once again, you can watch it in its entirety. Let's hear from Tucker.
Here are the numbers you need to understand. Yale University released a study last week by three researchers, all of them liberal, I believe, who concluded that the actual number of illegal aliens in this country is not 11 million, it's north of 22 million. 22 million. Fact one. Fact two. The Democratic Party is now, as a matter of policy, calling for the legalization of all illegals in this country. Citizenship voting rights. 22 million new voters. Fact three. The overwhelming majority of first-time immigrant voters vote Democrat. Fact four, the largest margin in American presidential history was 17 million votes, 1984 election between Mondale and Reagan.
And Reagan,
17 million. You would add to our voter rolls 22 million, at least, permanent electoral majority in perpetuity. That's what this is about. It's not about making the country better, serving our labor needs, helping the population. It's about putting Democrats in power forever. Truth of our immigration debate. Here are the numbers you need to understand.
And this is where Democrats and Republicans even just need to even see past the construct of Democratic and Republican. That these are actions. I mean, because the New World Order and this evil infrastructure has infiltrated both political aisles in a huge sense. I mean, I like how Dan Bongino even says it. It's like Republicans aren't the solutions to our problems, but Democrats are the cause of all of them. So he'll never vote Democrat. Yet, the Republicans aren't necessarily the solutions either. We have to be. I love that. But we got to see past the whole construct and see that, wow, evil's effectively polarizing things, dividing us, we the people, making it this whole two different aisles, and as though this one's going to save through this means this one's going to save through other means. And it's just all smoke and mirrors. So we're not effectively seeing the New World Order infiltrating everything, going against everything. Like, it's, we must end this clown show. It's up to us. I mean, it's crazy. Look at how failed everything is. Listen to this man. He does amazing here. Welcome to the circus.
Expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted.
This is the illegal he's speaking about. And goes through details.
In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last two or three years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lake and Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator, you've misstated some facts.
No, I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here.
Wow.
And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Wow.
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there'll be no justice for anyone at all.
Wow. So corrupt. We can't function under this tyranny. And he's exposing the lies in just one of the arenas. Just one of them. Small. I should have probably opened just Here's the Truth. Mallorca's illegally paroled Lakin Riley's killer into the U.S. had a criminal record. And then he committed a crime against a child in New York. No prosecution. In fact, he got a work permit. And then he killed Lakin, a beautiful young woman. And these tyrants are lying and gaslighting. It's unacceptable. We are derelict in our duties as citizens and children of God to sit back and be tolerant and complicit to allowing this type of infiltration to continue. Biden executive order will interfere in state elections. Could register illegal immigrants.
West Virginia, Mississippi, to defy three-year-old voter access executive order.
You know what? We'll just add this clip in. We'll add it in. Another arena is to how responsible they are. Our own government with our money, our funds. Listen to this gentleman.
This, Mr. Secretary, is a bag of bushings.
A bag of bushings. A small bag.
This bag of bushings, stamped out by machinists, don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000. This is a $90,000 bag of bushings. Wow. That you need for any jet turbine engine just to operate. So the what exorbitant cost due to DOD only buying commercial parts from the OEMs, which is essentially sole source, is literally driving us out of business.
Money laundering.
The interest on our debt alone is now exceeding, for the first time in American history, the entire defense budget. We can't afford it anymore.
Right. Folks, this is leaving us so vulnerable. And it, once again, we're infiltrated. It's being intentionally done. We shouldn't be surprised. What are we going to do about it? That bag of bushing normally costs well under $100. But they're taking $90,000 out of the taxpayer. Our money, our budget. We gotta stop. Once again, I'm gonna keep blasting these things till I get a listener to come on the show after they've done the research. We gotta do our look into, and this is what boggles my mind. I don't know why I can't get some folks to, like, selfishly be excited to look into this, because they themselves are the ones that would benefit the most from looking into and educating themselves and seeing, wow, you know what? I feel confident no longer paying income tax. There's no greater benefactor to that than that individual. And just a little bit of research could give you the education to where you confidently, because Freedom Law School even says that if they come after you, they'll even front the bill because they're so confident in it. But they're educating the individuals and they're creating a big movement. So once again, freedomlawschool.org, or go to stupeters.com and watch Slave Nation, just as to kick off the initial education process about it. Anyway. Wow. It's kind of a jump here into this one, but something to think about. To all those EV driving folk that feel like they have drank the Kool-Aid of the hoax, as though carbon's an issue. Let's actually show those folks what they're supporting here. Look at this. Look at these people. And then, yes, there's children. It's a cobalt mine. What it takes to create those EV vehicles. Slaves. Over 40,000 children, slaves in Congo are forced to work in these cobalt mines so we can drive these electric cars. This is stuff they don't want you to know. Now, I personally feel like electric vehicles kind of have its slot. They've earned a slot. There's impressive features about them. But we we got to see past the manipulative hoax and narratives behind all of it. Gosh, we ought to just do a full episode, actually. Really diving in. I mean, there's horrific stuff on all these EVs. Anyway. The global Evergreen Aviation admits to chemtrail contracts with USAF. This is huge. One of the world's largest private aviation companies admits to weather modification services on their own website in the market section of their new super tanker. They state weather modification among other interesting service. Okay. Yeah, just watch this video here. Imagine believing these are just naturally forming ice crystals. Yeah. Say they must think we're some kind of stupid, but we actually are. There's a lot of people that actually are some kind of stupid. They see this and they haven't even looked into anything. They're just like, ah, phooey, that's conspiracy. I remember as a kid, there was not checkered skies like this, folks, at all, or even streaks that span the whole skyline at all. Sure, some airports have probably been created since then and amplified and more airlines and more flights, but not like all the same planes and jets, like it, nothing crazily different. Other than the rollout of these programs. Yet we're just, are we that dumbed down? Is like that film Idiocracy literally playing out right before our eyes? To where people cannot and are not willing to like connect these truths and seek to understand what their very eyes are witnessing? Because if that's the case, what am I doing here? Unless, like, we can come up with the, like, ways of breaking out of that box. Like, shoot, breathing health into something, like, through self, maybe serving means. Hey, some gym, some testosterone, some hormonal, some detoxifying, some supplementation, some nutritional balancing. And then, boom, all of a sudden, like, now they can look in the sky and be like, what is going on up there, I wonder? I'm going to research something. Bing. It's crazy. So I mentioned people are getting suicided. I don't even believe Kyle Marissa here had been reported as a suicide. A lot of the things behind her death seem to be pretty hush-hush. But conspiracy TikToker Kyle Marissa Roth was getting too close to the truth, and now she's dead. Says, I am about to expose everything. This was actually a post from Matt Wallace. I mean, we could even watch this clip.
Is the last known video of Kyle Marissa Roth alive. Unfortunately, she was getting too close to the truth. If you know what happened with the Maui fires in 2023, then you know there was a lot of stuff circling that just didn't add up. The fact that Oprah was continuing to buy acres and acres and acres, building a massive plantation of sorts on Maui and many other
celebrities. I didn't even said it regarding the Texas fires. Like, they didn't have the right roof. And once again, like, there's crazy things like trees didn't burn. Like, you can see it. These homes are just gone. Cars melted, like melted, like alloy wheels just like puddled in the streets. And then next to the street, like there's a tree. Yeah, it might have been crisped up decent, but like the structural integrity of the trunk was still there. So it was like, what? How does metal melt, molten puddle and greenery, things that actually burn and are of a lighter, weaker substance than like solid metal? Makes you scratch your head. Yeah, I'm a firm believer there's energy weapons and some type of, and I don't know definitively. We do know there are laser weapons created, but it seems to me we don't even need to get conspiratorial about anything here, because the simple fact is certain things just aren't adding up. So we the people, we don't need to get any more evidence that, hey, this isn't adding up. We want to get to the bottom of it. And we the people, the body, are we not in charge? What is the Constitution not clear? Isn't it by the people, of the people, for the people? We want to know. And let's get to the bottom of it.
Celebrities, likewise, trying to build a huge real estate portfolio on the small island, which is controlled by the elites. And of course, conveniently, there happened to be a big fire that swept through and took out large parts of the island, allowing them to come in and get even more land. But it gets so much darker than that.
Can't.
If you take a look at what happened afterwards with the so-called...
We can't sit back and just take a seat. Like, for every... warrior such as this young woman, if it instigates 5-10 more replacements, like, we're tracking in the right direction. I would only hope that's a case for anyone they take out. Getting too close to or loud. I wonder how many. She must have done decent and had a bigger impact than we're currently having. Help us get there, folks.
Called charity efforts, you see an extremely dark story where this money is being used to now fund more land purchases. It is literally going around and actually helping the elites. It already didn't make sense. These rich people, billionaires like Oprah, are now asking everyday people for money. Clearly she has enough to do that, unless of course she wants one thing and one thing only: power and money, and to continue to use the blood of children to stay looking as young as possible. And of course Kyle Marissa Roth was right on the trail of that. I reached out to a friend of hers who tells me that she was about to post some videos about Maui that were going to blow the thing wide open, and of course right before that happens, boom, she's gone from this earth.
You want more? I'll give you more. Hey, do you guys remember when The Rock collaborated with Ozempra on colonizing all of fucking Maui, and they stole the grassroots mutual aid, direct aid movement, and it's still my link tree for the Maui fires that the locals started, and then they pirated this campaign and asked us all as peasants to give money when they are literally billionaires, and they are spending all of our money on buying up the land in Hawaii.
I don't want to speculate too much on exactly how they did it, but I will tell you that one method they typically use is lacing a substance with something that will take you out almost without a trace. It's easy to do, only takes one person to cooperate, and typically they never ever ever get caught. It's extremely hard to avoid that. The only way you can is to never use any substances. She was getting too dangerous for the system. She was especially reaching young liberal women, the one group that is the most protected when it comes to the elites. That is the group of people they have been able to most successfully brainwash, even though there's a lot of people that are starting to wake up, and that right there is extremely scary to them. We must continue the fight that she started. We must continue to post videos exposing everything we can arrest. We have to make sure that all of the work that she did was not for nothing. I can tell you this right now, it certainly wasn't. I'm not done with this yet. I'm going to continue to get to the bottom of it.
And
we have to actually have justice. We cannot rest and hope we get it. R.I.P. Kyle Marissa Roth.
Wow. Amen. On that note, folks, let's wrap this up. I'm so grateful for all of you. I mean it when I say it. I can't imagine doing anything else. But I also was chatting with a close friend of mine the other day and was like, realistically? Like, am I insane? Why would, in my right mind, go against these tyrants, tyrannical, you know, that are obviously, like, deleting people? Who in their right mind would want to do that? Even on a more personal note, who in their right mind, like, I was anti-social media. I lived in reality because that's where I got enjoyment and fulfillment in this existence. But I saw how effective evil has been with all this. So you got to fight fire with fire. So you just felt called to do it. And I was like, maybe as a kid, if I was a little more new age generation, I may have personally put my face out on the web as like a, you know, fail videos or, you know, just, you know, kind of the jackass crew stunt stuff. It's kind of what we did, little rascals growing up, but minus even the cameras. But to create content like this, like what? There isn't enjoyment solely in doing this. Like it's more so questioning the insanity of it all, because who in their right mind would do it? But it's more than fulfilling. Knowing what I know, connecting the dots, valuing the spiritual side of things over mortality, and seeing warfare, I can't imagine doing anything else. Ignore the war that's come to our doorsteps. No. Is it, man? Not a freaking chance. Not an option. Let's, we're the 18th. Let's do the Jesus is Calling daily devotional. It reads, "Peace is my continual gift to you. It flows abundantly from my throne of grace, just as the Israelites could not store up manna for the future, but had to gather it daily. So it is that the day by day collecting of manna kept my people aware of their dependence on me. Similarly, I give you sufficient peace for the present. When you come to me by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, if I give you permanent peace," this is big, "and independence of my presence, you might fall into the trap of self-sufficiency. May that never be." Wow. And I can see personally why this is that he's so divinely structured it this way. Because to my own self-sufficiency, I fall prey to the evil one present here. So we're continually walking in the fruit of God's Spirit. Then we can properly discern the deceiver, the liar, the murderer, the thief. And not fall prey to his trickery and manipulation. So it's beautiful. God is more than sufficient, more than capable, and always there for each and every one of us. "I have designed you to need me moment by moment as your awareness of your neediness increases. so does your realization of my abundant sufficiency. I can meet every one of your needs without draining my resources at all. Approach my throne of grace with bold confidence, receiving my peace with a thankful heart. That is key. There's a few biblical references. This first one, it's a little long, and I debated where I was going to even read this one, but it's got an important, like I took something from it, so I only could hope you could too. Exodus 16, 14 through 20. It reads, if I don't find this fine print, when the dew evaporated, a flaky substance as fine as frost blanketed the ground. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, it's the food the Lord has given you to eat. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent. So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over. And those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what is needed. This is what's wild. Then Moses told them, do not keep any of it until morning. But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. But by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses ended up very angry with them. But it's kind of that other scripture where God's like talking. I believe it was God. Like, I am not a biblical scholar here, folks. I'm baby novice. But the scripture about the birds. Like, birds don't have, like, these homes and all these things we're acquiring, but yet doesn't God tends to them. And they're seemingly happy and thriving and always singing their songs and flying around. And how it references God provides for the birds. Don't you, aren't you more valuable than the bird in God's eyes? He's more than sufficient. It's very, very powerful stuff. But once again, it kind of like boils back to by design, because we need him in this mortal state continually and to our benefit, not our detriment. I could see our wounds and our traumas and things like truly making it hard to give things over and blame God. Then allow him to be our greatest champion, because I've been there. I get it. All I could do is testify from my experience is I've genuinely sought him out. How foolish that was for me and how beneficial it is now. And I'm still just barely getting it. This next one's Philippians 4, I don't even know if it's there right, 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Wow. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. Wow. Last one, Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. We need that. It's like more than ever. And more than any of I mean, we could almost lose our minds over all this, or like finding our resilience and health. And that's where that is like the most important starting point and cornerstone or foundation to build everything upon, because he will lead you. He, look what Jesus did in healing. Does it mean he's just going to like, for some, yeah, he will flip the switch. He will heal on a single prayer. Like, so many people could bear testimony of that are alive and well today. But some of our battles will be more long and drawn out, right? Which kind of, in a way, has been my experience. But it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Guys, I love you. I hope this encourages you. I hope we're doing you a service. We're trying. I'm trying. Help us refine our processes. I'm a human, not perfect, but want to get better each and every day. And it's going to take your help. Be vulnerable. Drop a comment. Rip into me a bit. What can I do better? What am I too repetitive on? What do you like most? What would you strive for this platform to hear most? More testimonials of faith? More breakthroughs in health? More Lime chats? More business owners, success stories? More of this, the war that's going on in the world and calls to action? I'm juggling a lot of things and I'm trying to integrate it all. And it just ebbs and flows. I'm not trying to force a hand on anything, but obviously, I just run with as people can join on here. I just do my best to be available to seize those moments. All right. God bless you. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.